Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the impossible question.
Billy's B101.
The brand new question this morning. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? Hey, listen, $101, I'd still take that. Put that in my pocket. We've got Jim on the line. He's going to be our first guest for the first question. For the first day of the question. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
All right. What do you think it is?
I'm going to say they forget to check their lottery tickets.
Forget to check their lottery tickets. I will hold on to a lottery ticket for so long without checking it.
Forever. Yeah.
All the time. And I'm like, I really need to check just in case I'm a millionaire and I can go buy an island somewhere. Do you always check yours, Laura?
Yeah. No, I forget to check them, honestly, but I'll keep it forever. Like, I'm like, oh, one day I got to check this. You know what I mean?
One day after the year is up, you find out you could have been a millionaire.
Probably. That's going to be my fate.
Jim, thank you so much for always calling and always guessing, but that is not correct.
All right. Have a great holiday.
You Take have a care. Great holiday, too. Keep those guesses coming, 888-333-B101. We've got $101. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? 888-333-B101. And this time around, you have to figure out what people are not doing. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? We've got $101 to start this round of the impossible question, the first round this morning. We've got Tori on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Tori. What's your guess?
My guess is that you're supposed to deep clean and sanitize your freezer at least once a year.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say I probably am not doing that.
No way.
How are you supposed, you know when you clean your freezer and like you're wiping down with whatever cleaner and then it freezes?
That's a good question.
Scraping cleaner off now. Good guess, Tori, but no, that is not the correct answer.
Okay, you have a great day.
You have a great day, too. We're going to go to Eddie next and see if he has the correct answer. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing, Eddie? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to say cleaning behind your ears in the shower.
I wish Bobby was here for this one because that dude definitely cleans behind his ears.
Cleans everywhere.
I actually make sure that I clean my ears as well. Do you guys? You guys probably have dirty ears.
Whoa.
Rude. Dude. I love
Be honest.
Behind my ears in the shower, probably not every day, but I do love like cleaning my ears with like a Q-tip.
Told you, dirty ears.
Best feeling. Yeah.
I think I do. I mean, I use Q-tips every day. Is that was that part of ears. Eddie's guess?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Just like cleaning behind your ears. Regularly, I do.
I clean behind my ears every day in the shower.
Yeah, Eddie, I do too. These two over here, they got dirty ears.
When I wash my hair, I get a good scrub. I'd like to do a little scalp. Great.
They're getting mad at me. Eddie, good guess. Not the correct answer. Sorry.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
I'm really going to think about it next time.
Eddie's my clean ear buddy.
Good job, Eddie.
All right. Let's go to Alicia. She'll be our last guest for this round. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing, Alicia?
Good morning. I have my 8-year-old son here with his guest.
Oh, aww. This is your 8-year-old son's guest. What's your name?
Cole.
Is it Cole, Alicia?
Cole. Yes, Cole.
Oh, Cole. All right, Cole, what's your guess?
I think it is they eat candy in the morning.
Okay, so it's a good bet you're not eating candy in the morning. That is a really good guess. Does anybody eat candy in the morning? Well,
I have a tasty cake every day. A tasty cake is my breakfast. Cole, I encourage candy in the morning.
Brett!
Sorry, Mom.
No. Yeah, Alicia's like, what are you doing to me?
Cole's going to be like, Mom, Brett said we can eat candy in the morning.
At least just a little tasty cake.
That's right.
All right, guys. Good guess, not the correct answer.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
You have a good day,
I
too.
I love your show.
Oh, Cole, thank you so much. much. All right, guys, have a great day. Have a great 4th of July weekend. All right, we're going to do this. We'll do a second round at 9:10. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? We've got $101. We've got $101 this morning. A new question debuted this morning. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? Good morning, Kristen. What's your guess, Kristen?
Not washing your hands long enough.
Not washing your hands long enough. I have an Apple Watch, and it tells me when I'm finished scrubbing my hands. It says, yay, you've done it. And these bubbles are all over the little screen. good guess, Kristen, but sorry, not the correct answer.
Oh, all right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You have a great day, too. Keep your guesses coming. 888-333-B101. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing for $101? We've got $101 this morning for the impossible question. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? Erica, good morning.
Hi.
All right. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What is it that we aren't doing?
Drinking enough water.
Ah, like my mom always says, drink water. And especially during this hot temperature, over 100 degrees. My son certainly did not drink enough water the other day. That is a really good guess, Erica, but sorry, not the correct answer.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a great holiday weekend.
You too.
Good morning, Nate.
Hi, good morning.
All right, what's your guess? It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing?
All right, not me, but it's a good chance that you're not flossing.
Ah, you know what? Not me either, Nate. I floss every single day. Do you, Laura?
Oh, I love to floss.
You do?
Yeah.
I bet you're right, though, Nate. I bet you a lot of people aren't flossing. However, that is not the answer. Sorry.
All right. No problem. You guys have a great holiday.
You have a great holiday, too. Thanks for listening, Nate.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, Lisa, what is your guess? It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing?
I think my answer is going to be, I think you're not eating the correct food. You're not eating healthy and you think you're eating healthy.
Ah, Lisa, I will say really good guess. A lot of people do actually believe that they're eating healthy, but tons of people eat processed foods and like think they're healthy and it's just not. Good guess, Lisa, but not the correct answer.
Okay, thank you.
Here we go again, adding another $101 to the jackpot. So that means Monday morning, $202 we will have. It's a good bet. You're not doing this. What aren't you doing? Think about it over the holiday weekend and call us Monday morning with your guesses. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm going to stick around until noon. Have a great rest of your day and make sure you stay hydrated and you stay cool.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.